Chinese emigre and current Oakland, California resident Yoon Lee has just published her first book of stories. It's called A Thousand Years of Good Prayers. Alan Chews has a review.
Several of these fine stories, there are 10 in all, stay exclusively in China, treating us to dramas about homicidal peasants in the countryside, comedy about Mao impersonators in the big city, and bittersweet depictions of marriage under the reign of Mao and after. But however interesting the depiction of life in China, the best and most memorable fiction in this outstanding first book merges the worlds of modern China and the U.S. The central characters in the story titled The Princess of Nebraska, for example, dramatically straddle both worlds. 21-year-old Sasha, born and raised in Inner Mongolia and a recently arrived graduate student in Nebraska, has studied in Beijing. There she had a brief affair with a promiscuous 18-year-old male former opera star, the mad passion of their mutual pal Boshin. As the story opens, we find both Sasha and Boshin in the U.S., in Chicago, where Sasha has an appointment at a Planned Parenthood clinic. She's determined to abort the fetus conceived during her brief affair with the beautiful male opera star. "Now it will be over soon," she says to Boshin. She looked forward to the moment when she was ready to move on. Moving on was a phrase she had just learned, an American concept that suited her well. It was such a wonderful phrase that Sasha could almost see herself stapling her Chinese life, one staple after another, around the pages until they became one solid block that nobody would be able to open and read. She would have a fresh page, then, for her American life. Her creator, Yoon Lee, couldn't have created fresher pages than these in this wonderful collection.
The book is A Thousand Years of Good Prayers by Yoon Lee. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.